It's all very well and good because some of the isolation rules are being lifted. However, the important ones, the ones that I want to ease are not happening, and that is I need my beauty salon to be reopened. Yes.
What do you need most? Eyebrows? Bowie?
I can't have Bowie when you're pregnant.
Oh, of course.
Bikini wax.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I thought to myself, once I heard the Prime Minister announce that, you know, you won't probably won't be able to get a bikini wax for still another.
Did he, were they his words, were they?
No.
Did he say that?
No, I was reading between the lines.
Okay. Between the lines, hey? Mm. I would love to hear ScoMo say you can't get a Brazilian at the moment, guys. Yeah. But
so I was like, man, if I can't get a Brazilian for another few months, I'm going to just have to open a beauty salon at my own house.
DIY style.
But you know what? I didn't even have to do that because my lovely boyfriend did it for me. He opened his very own waxing salon called Hot and Sticky by Pete.
He is a hot and sticky kind of dude, Pete.
Yeah.
If anyone's hot and sticky, it's that guy.
And it was lovely. I entered, I knocked on the door, and I was greeted by him.
Beautiful.
And in his hand, he had the instructions of how to wax somebody with a Veet waxing pot.
Was he topless?
No. Nah.
Should have been.
But the house heating was on and there was a towel laid out on the lounge room floor.
Jeez.
Candle and a little hot wax pot, some waxing strips.
Nothing more romantic than a Brazilian.
Yeah. So I laid down and I got my trouser off, pulled my pants down.
Pete getting
awkward.
And then
I said, but wait, before you do this to me, Pete, I need you to just feel like what it feels like for a woman to get this done.
Oof.
And rather than waxing his pubic region, I just put a little bit of hot wax on his hairy hand.
You should have.
What's that called?
No, the back of your hand, yeah.
Yeah, on the back of his hand.
Mate, you should have gone all out and done his balls. You should have just done
it. Yes, I would have loved to have done that, but he's a wimp, so I wouldn't.
Hey, I feel you, Pete. I wouldn't be offering up my balls like that either.
So I waxed a little bit of his leg before I did the back of his hand, and there was not much of a reaction from that. But I put some hot wax on the back of his hand.
Yeah.
And I managed to capture this moment. Have a listen.
Beautiful.
This is on your hand. This is a test sample. Ready?
One, two,
three.
Got him a good one.
What a wimp.
What a wimp.
And then I said, all right, well, you passed the test, so now all you have to do is make sure when you go down there to my region, you make the movement fast, rip quickly, and do it in small sections. So off we go. He applies the wax, and then he applies the material strip.
Mm.
I also captured the audio for you.
Of course you did.
Mm.
Take a listen.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh, that was huge!
What was huge? A big curly hair or something?
No!
What's huge?
Like the strip, he was like...
Oh, I thought he meant like, whoa, look at that big old curly hair coming out of there.
Oh, no, you sicko.